Okay. I've been sitting here in the press box chatting with Martin O'Donnell the whole game, which is totally fun. So I decided we'd record a little thing. So say hello, Martin.
Hello.
So you're supposed to say hello, Martin, and then it's funny.
I wasn't going to do that. We don't need to do vodka.
We should. Okay, so yards are basically 400 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Ferguson looks like... Okay, let's start with this. Miami's awful. They're awful, yeah. Awful. But...
Tough year for them.
But there's no way last year's offense has 400 yards right now. Tell me you're seeing.
No way. I mean, I think the really impressive thing that I'm seeing with this offense, obviously, you know, they're finding playmakers. They're finding them all over. Josh Ferguson is a guy who clearly jumps off the page. Matt LaCosse as well. I mean, a heck of a first half for him. And then you have Nathan distributing the ball. You know, one of the most promising things to me about this offense is we've seen them be effective running smash mouth, run some power plays. You saw that a little bit towards the end of the game against Washington. They were getting that clicking, picked right up with that today. But then at the same time, with Nathan distributing the ball, you know, when you can threaten people both ways, that's what they're going to need in Big Ten play. So that's the most positive thing to me.
I agree. And I think, well, we were just talking about it. Maybe we'll talk about it in the recording. It's like, okay, so this offense is good. Defense is probably still going to struggle. It's young. It's maybe going to get better by the end of the year. But probably going to give up a lot of yards in the Big Ten. But what's the path now? I'm going to call this 3-1 already. So you need 3 Big Ten wins. What's the path?
You know, I really think as you look at the next 4 games, the first 4 games of the Big Ten slate, I think the Illini have to find a way to win one of those games. And I tell you what, I mean, if they play like this and they execute like this against Nebraska, they're going to be right in there because Nebraska really struggles defensively. Mm-hmm. They obviously have a much better offense. Taylor Martinez has been a little bit banged up. I think he'll be healthy by the time the Illini play them. But, you know, it's exciting because when you have an offense, you're going to be in games, and then it comes down to taking care of the ball and getting enough stops on defense.
Yeah, yeah. So, and you're right because all these games get brought into play now. Like, okay, at Penn State, if you have an offense...
Central Florida won at Penn State.
Yeah, so if you have an offense, all these games are now in play. And, you know, we talked about that before the season. We talked about that in Rantoul. It was like, you just want to have a chance. You just want to be in games. Last year, they weren't in games. They just weren't.
No, you want to be in games. But, again, as you start looking over the next 4 games, Michigan State really struggles offensively. They have a heck of a defense, but they struggle offensively. With the type of attack that the Illini have, that's going to stress various parts of Michigan State's defense. And again, it's really going to come down to turnovers. The one negative in the first half was the bad interception thrown by Nathan.
Yeah.
But you know what? Defense stepped up. And, I mean, you can't help but be impressed looking at this game and not taking your eyes too much off it.
Sure.
You know, 36-0 in the first half. You could not have asked for a better start for the Illini.
Yep. So now, second half, I want to see Bailey throw.
Yeah.
I want to see a little more from him. I want to see Riley at least get a few snaps, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I want to see some of the, you know, let's just get some of, Chunky's playing a lot, Jared Clemens is playing a lot on defensive line. Let's get these backups a lot of experience, I think.
Well, I'm going to tell you that the two things I was looking at in today's game defensively were I wanted to see plays out of the star position and I wanted to see some plays out of the interior of the defensive line.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet, but I want to see that in the second half. I want to see these guys start to make some plays. We've seen this is basically the same defense the Illini have run you know, for the past several years, and there have been guys at that star position who've been impact players, who didn't have a home before, but you put them there, they're able to make plays. Haven't seen that yet with this defense, and so that's what I'm really focusing on here in the second half is I want to see the defensive tackles make some plays, and I really want to see the star, be it Eric Finney, be it Mike Sfantina. I want to see them really start to show up on film.
It's kind of fun, isn't it? Like we get to demand things. It was less than we got to ask for things in the second half. So okay, I think we're about out of time here. So last thought.
Impressive. Josh Ferguson's a beast.
Yeah, he is a beast. Okay, go Illini.